Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light has hurt your head.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Abava. Joel is the franchise king. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find his website. His book is called Become a Franchise Owner. Joel, thanks again for hanging out with us. My websites, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joel, we're talking about bad bosses. Reacting to bad bosses, you know, one of the myths, as you know, is people start businesses thinking, I won't have a boss when I start my business. But that's not true, is it?
Not true, because the boss is the person that still, the boss is still a person who pays your paycheck. And
that's right.
When you're the boss, it's the customer and or the client. They are in charge.
Sometimes, though, sometimes it's your employees. Sometimes you work for your employees. There'll be times when your boss is your banker.
That's right.
There'll be times when your accountant tells you what you have to do.
So I
point that out, Joel, because if you think you're going to get away from bosses when becoming a small business owner, you're mistaken. And if you should decide to become a franchisee, you're not going to be your boss all the time either, are you?
No, you're doing your own thing, but you're doing your own thing with their rules, with the franchisor's rules, and you have to be okay with that. It's not a bad thing. You just have to be okay with that.
Everything is laid out, though, right?
Yeah, you're getting the system. You're paying for a system.
Everything,
and if you follow the system, things will hopefully work out. No guarantees, but they'll hopefully work out.
Let me give you the best example I know of. So there's this one place that makes chicken salad. It's a food franchise, and they had the best chicken salad in the world. I loved it. We'd buy a quart of it a week at least, just to make quick sandwiches with, right? So one day I bought some and I took it home and started eating it. It didn't taste right. There was something wrong. It was okay, but it wasn't as good. And I went back and I knew the owner and I said, "Hey, something happened to your chicken salad. I'm not sure if I got a bad batch or what." He said, "No." He said, "We used to make it with sweet pickles. Now we make it with dill pickles." I said, "How come?" He said, "Because that's what the franchisor said." They changed from sweet pickles to dill pickles in this recipe. And I said, "Well, I'd like it. I want it the old way. Can you make me some the other way?" He said, "No, sir."
Wow.
So you think he didn't have a boss?
That's right. That's right. And he had someone who wasn't happy right in front of him.
Well, but that was okay because they decided that they'd done a test and they decided more people liked it that way. And you know,
okay.
And guess what? I learned to like it with the dill pickles.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't horrible. It just wasn't what I was used to. But the point is, you know, don't think you're gonna get away from that when you're a franchisee.
That's right. And it's also a good lesson with this. Franchisors are not always right. And sometimes they do make critical errors, and their franchisees are affected. And as a would-be franchise owner, you need to realize that you don't have a lot of control over the decisions of corporate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And now, sometimes I think you can experiment and show them what you're doing. But you just can't go off on your own and do whatever you want to do, because they'll jerk you back. And they have to, don't they? Franchisors, they have to stick to their guns, or otherwise they lose control of the franchise.
Right. All of a sudden, it's not a franchise. All of a sudden, it's each owner doing their own thing. There's no branding.
A bunch of free agents.
No consistency. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
What does the franchise landscape look like in 2016, Joel?
It's looking pretty good. There's a lot of excitement out there. There's a lot of people that really, really want to be their own bosses. And I think one of the reasons is what we discussed. There's a lot of pressure to produce, and usually to produce with less people helping. And I think a lot of people are just fed up with it. Their incomes are not going up.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing more work. I mean, this is not
What is the potential increase of minimum wage to $15 an hour? That's not going to help the franchise industry, is it?
But here's where I think that it needs to, it might not need to go up to 15, but it needs to go up a few dollars, because the more money people make, the more they
put
in.
But Joel,
Joel,
most small business owners pay their people more than minimum wage already.
But a lot of them don't still. A lot of them don't.
Yeah.
You know, so
well, that's where you and I may disagree, because I don't think the government should be telling business owners how to pay their people. Because, for example, most small business owners don't need the government to tell them how to pay more than minimum wage.
So, right, but the government's been doing it for years anyway.
But I will tell you, let's you and I watch California and Seattle and New York City. And see how the small businesses fare over the next couple of years with that higher minimum wage. It'll be we'll have to come back in a year or so and track that. And my prediction is it won't be good for those folks. What do you think?
I think it won't be good short term, but long term, I think everyone will benefit.
Okay,
we'll
got
more money in the economy.
Both of us on the record here, folks. I'm glad Joel declared he's that kind of guy. He's a stand up guy.
Right.
TheFranchiseKing.com, right, Joel?
You got it.
Check him out, folks. Let him help you if you can. Hey, Joel, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you for having me, sir.
We'll see you next time. Joel LaBava, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. More to come. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. By the way, here's the Steve Miller Band, just recently inducted into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Steve.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.